Thinking your chronic back pain was caused by an old sports injury? You could be painfully wrong. It might be an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. Stay tuned, because later in the show, we'll tell you more. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to the Roughing the Passer podcast, Thursday edition. That means picks. That means free money for you, because myself and Nick Costas, a.k.a. Mr. Monday Night, are about to get white hot on some picks. We missed last week because of a hurricane. Nick moved to from New York to Fort Lauderdale and got blindsided. You're like, so the last big hurricane that hit, wasn't it Sandy in New York?
Yeah, Sandy and Irene were the two big ones in New York. Both missed me. And thankfully, Hurricane Matthew missed as well. Obviously, a lot of people affected by it. Feel very badly for them and hope that everything's okay. But yes, it did miss us here in South Florida.
All right. Yeah, I forgot there was all kinds of devastation. In fact, North Carolina got lit up. I actually went to a football game. Did we talk about this yet?
No, you were at the NC State Notre Dame game.
Yeah, I went to the game and sat in the rain, in the hurricane weather for 4 hours and watched the entire game. Did you see the – please tell me you saw the picture of Zeke, right?
Yes.
Okay, I get to the game and Zeke, who we talk about on this podcast, my buddy Zeke, he's from Clanton, he talks like this, Branchan. I walked out of the seats and he's standing in his seats, no jacket, wearing a white NC State golf polo, a hat and shorts. And this is hurricane weather.
I'm a huge Zeke fan.
Yeah, he's incredible. He probably has pneumonia. He might be dead right now. I don't know. Who cares?
I think Zeke's probably alive.
Anyway, we are running on short time, so we're going to blast through these picks for this week. We'll also list our best bets. You can holler at us on Twitter, at The Costas for Nick, at Will Brinson for me, and you can subscribe to the Roughing the Passer podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, millions of other places. Leave a comment and review if you really like it. And if you're winning money, do that too. Broncos, Chargers, Thursday night game. We won't have much time. We'll do this one quick. I like the Chargers, +3 at home. They've been a cover machine, and the Broncos are weird at the quarterback situation. Easy for me. I like the Chargers.
I got to lay the points with the Broncos here. I like to take primetime home underdogs. I can in this spot. I think San Diego's ready to pack it in. This team's really bad. They keep inventing ways to lose. It's actually like incredible. It's as if they sit down and say, okay, how are we going to lose the game this week? And then they execute their master plan. I mean, really, Mike McCoy, I think he's in the wrong field. Like, he should not be a football coach. He should be like a political strategist of some kind with like these inane scenarios that he comes up with that somehow manifest on Sundays, Mondays, and now Thursdays. I think the Broncos' defense will be too much for San Diego. I think Denver rolls in this game.
By the way, and again, I know we're moving quickly, but I have to point this out. Did you see the stats that the Wall Street Journal put out for the
win probability of the
Yes. 1 in 30 million times they would lose all four games, and in real life they lost all four. It's incredible. They are snake bit. They've lost multiple players to ACL injuries. It's a whole thing. I picked them to win the division. They've got Phillip Rivers on the team. I mean, clearly it's an NC State issue going on here.
It'll get better when Ken Whisenhunt takes over as head coach next week.
I can't even tell if you're sarcastic or not. I know you are, but 49ers at Bills. The debut of Colin Kaepernick, the Buffalo Bills. Remember when the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jets on Thursday night? Now the Buffalo Bills are 7.5-point home favorites.
Yeah, for me in this spot, it's the Bills are nothing here. San Francisco's been brutal this year. Cannot stop the run. This is going to be a huge game for LeSean McCoy. Tyrod Taylor making enough plays in the passing game right now. And the Bills rejuvenated, playing at home here, going for their fourth straight win. I think this is an easy lay it or don't play it here with Buffalo.
I got the 49ers, and this is like the third straight week I've taken the 49ers. Probably the third straight week they won't cover. I'm going with them anyway. I can't really explain why. I just think 7.5 is too much for the Bills. And I feel like this is one of those, oh, we're riding the Rex coaster situations. I'll take the 49ers, but begrudgingly, because it's more than a touchdown. Eagles at Redskins. The Redskins are home dogs here. The Eagles are starting Carson Wentz. They just lost Lane Johnson. I'm the only one taking the Redskins to win or to cover in the NFL expert picks. This is one of my best bets, Nick. I love the Redskins here.
I don't know if it's going to end up being one of my best bets, but I'm with you, buddy, on the Redskins here. I think that this is – it's a little scary, right, because the Eagles are coming off the loss. The Redskins are coming off three straight wins here, and the Eagles are favored. I'm surprised so many people are grabbing the Eagles. I thought this would be a spot where more people would want to take Washington. Now, the line opened with the Redskins as a 1.5 favorite. Money has pushed the Eagles to a 2.5-point favorite now. I'll begrudgingly back the home underdog, the Redskins, here. I just don't have that much faith in Carson Wentz in Philly. And the intimation here is that if this game were in Philadelphia, the Eagles would be, 8.5-point favorite?
Get out of here. That's insane.
and I would not lay the points with Philly in that spot, so I will take the points with the Redskins at home.
Yeah, we agree on it. That could be trouble. Titans, the Tennessee Titans. This is the year 2000 of our Lord, 2016, and Mike Mularkey is a 7-point favorite in a football game. His football team is. And you know what? I love Mike Mularkey and the Titans in this spot. The Browns have a legit chance. This might be their only shot for a win. They have a legit chance of going 0-16 this season. Tennessee is playing extremely well. They're bottling up opposing running games. Cody Kessler is banged up. And DeMarco Murray looks like one of the three best running backs in football right now. He's plowing over people. He's going to have a monster day against the Browns.
Dude, I think this is going to be a romp. I think this is going to be one of my best bets. I think the Titans...
It's one of mine.
The Titans are going to whitewash the Browns in this game. I don't think it's going to be close. Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray should each go over 100 yards in this game. Marcus Mariota, you saw him play pretty well last week against the Dolphins. That should continue on Sunday against the Browns. I don't think this is going to be close. I think Tennessee wins this game by at least 14 points. This will likely end up being one of my best bets of the week. I think the Titans roll at home.
I think that's an interesting call on Henry as a potential, like, because they're going to run the ball 50 times.
Yes, and Henry's going to get 20 of those carries.
But he's like a sleeper flex play this week. He got 54 yards last week. I was trying to look up an NFL future to see what the divisions, because I'm curious what the Titans are. All right, I got this. I'm just curious if you think the Titans are plus 400 to win that division. I kind of love that bet. I mean,
No chance.
No chance. The Texans are terrible.
But the Titans are good.
I mean, the Colts are terrible. I think the Titans are better than the Colts.
Yeah, but Titans have Mike Mularkey.
Fair point. Panthers at the Saints. Another divisional game where the 1-4 Panthers are favored by 3 points. This is an easy situation for me. I think both teams suck on defense. I think they're going to be a lot of point score, and I think it's going to come down to whoever steals one possession. I think it's probably going to be the Panthers because I don't like the Saints at all, but I don't see Carolina slowing down Drew Brees, so I'll take the points here easily since it's at home.
I think that you have to take the points. This is a stay-away game for me, but again, the intimation is that Carolina would be around -9 if this game were in Carolina. I'm not laying 9 points with a defense like this with Drew Brees at quarterback for the Saints, and it's in the Superdome. New Orleans is home. I know Cam's back, and in theory, this should be a get-right spot for the Panthers' offense, right? If Jonathan Stewart's back and Cam Newton's back, Saints' defense is terrible, but I just don't trust Carolina enough at this point to want to lay points on the road. So I'll begrudgingly take the home team. I'll take the Saints with the points, but this is not going to be one of my best bets.
That was one of my best bets. I got 3 already off the board. Giants -3 against the Ravens, the two most fraudulent teams in the NFL. I don't know which way to go on this. I think I'm just taking the points with the Ravens. I think there will be some tomfoolery late in this game that causes it to be decided by something weird like a Joe Flacco false start on a third down with 4 seconds left or something. It's going to be a weird game.
See, here's my thing. I think the Giants are more talented than the Ravens.
Sure, probably.
But the Giants are dumb and the Ravens aren't. And I'm not convinced Ben McAdoo's a competent head coach.
I don't think he is. I think this Giants team, and we don't need to expound on this too long, but I think this Giants team, the biggest problem, Nick, is like Eric Flowers is shoving reporters. Odell Beckham can't get his stuff together. They're lacking a certain Tom Coughlin discipline.
The biggest problem for the Giants is that they can't protect Eli.
Sure.
And they can't run the football.
Or rush the passer.
There's not even a threat of running the football.
Right.
And when there's no threat of running the football, teams know that you're one-dimensional and they can properly defense you. And again, the Giants are dumb. And I don't think that the Ravens are that good, but we know that the Ravens are not dumb. Firing Mark Trestman was smart. And I think that the Ravens offense will play better this weekend. I can't lay the points with the Giants at home here. I refuse to do it. I'll back the Ravens in a highly anticipated Super Bowl 35 rematch.
All right, we're with you there. The Patriots Revenge Tour 2.0 takes place in Foxborough, Tom Brady's first home game. He might be fired up. Just saying. He might be fired up. Jimmy Garoppolo is actually the season leader for the Patriots in passing yards with 496, but Tom Brady's only 90 yards behind him, and he's only played one game. So you would expect Tom Brady will pass him here. The Bengals look like garbage. The Patriots look incredible. They're going to be impossible to stop with Rob Gronkowski and Martellus Bennett. And yet, 9 points is too much for me. I will take the Bengals, who I think are a decent team but look terrible right now.
I could not agree more with everything that you said. This is an autoplay on the Bengals for me here. About 80% of the public backing the New England Patriots. That's enough for me to want to take Cincinnati. I'll go the other way. And I also think it's too many points. New England's going to win this game. There's no question. Even if the Bengals somehow find themselves ahead in the fourth quarter, they'll find a way to screw it up in Foxborough. Patriots will win. I think the Bengals, Andy Dalton, AJ Green and company will keep it close enough to fall inside the number.
Rams, Lions, Lions minus three at home. This is a, I cannot believe these two teams have five wins. That's pretty miraculous. It should be less because, well, maybe it should be, it's probably about right. But it's, anyway, these two teams, this is a terrible football game. I mean, just an awful football game.
It is not going to be good.
I just don't want to watch this game.
Jim Caldwell against Jeff Fisher. I mean, Case Keenum playing quarterback. He sucks. I will lay the points with the Lions here because I think Stafford's significantly better than Case Keenum. This Rams defensive line banged up. You saw it last week against the Buffalo Bills. And I thought Detroit showed some moxie in coming from behind to beat the Eagles and holding on to win that game last week to save their season at least for one more week. I think the Lions pull back to 500 here and get a win. I don't think that they're a particularly good football team, but I do think that they're better than the Rams. Why? Because there's a major disparity at the quarterback position, Stafford against Case Keenum.
Jim Bob Cooter for president. I think I got the Rams. I don't like it. I don't like this next game either. Jaguars, Bears minus 2.5 hosting the Jaguars. Brian Hoyer, Blake Bortles, 2-7 combined. Are you ready for some football? It's on CBS, though. That's exciting. I think that you're going to see two running games kind of show up here. I don't think there are going to be a lot of points. I think there's some wackiness factor here late in this game that it'll be a cover flipper. I'm taking the Bears. I don't like the Jaguars. They're not good.
It's not like the Bears are great either. I'm also going to take the Chicago Bears here in this spot. I think the Bears are better than the Jaguars, and their defense has been playing better as of late. I think Blake Bortles is going to turn the ball over, 2 to 4 times in this game? Brian Hoyer is playing pretty good football. I can't believe I said it. I'll say it again. Brian Hoyer is playing pretty good football. I have no idea how the hell that's happening, but I'm watching it on a weekly basis, so I guess it is happening. And ultimately, John Fox, a better coach than Gus Bradley, and I think the Jaguars will find a way to screw this game up on the road. I like the Bears to win. I like the Bears to cover.
The other thing I like about this game is that Pete Prisco hates Brian Hoyer. We were talking about this on the Tuesday podcast. He hates him, just like irrationally hates Brian Hoyer because he keeps getting starting jobs. Like, hey, you know what he is. He's proven what he is. You know he's not any good. And he's such a homer for the Jaguars that I think he's blinded by this game. And I think that sets up perfect for like.
Blinded by the Jags.
Lit up like a douche. All right. Yep. Now seems like a pretty good time to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, sports fans. If you're like me, you love a pickup basketball game or a round of golf with your friends. And maybe you thought an awkward jump shot or a few ugly swings were causing your chronic back pain. Truth is, you could be painfully wrong. Because if your back pain started before age 40 and has lasted longer than 3 months, it could point to an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. To learn if your symptoms could signal AS, take a short quiz at asbackpainquiz.com. Then talk to your doctor. Find out if you could be painfully wrong. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Steelers and Dolphins. I cannot possibly believe that I'm going to say this, but the Dolphins getting 7.5 points at home against the Steelers are one of my best bets this week. What the bleep am I thinking?
Yeah, I think what you're thinking is that it's too many points on the road. Again, like you flip the line here, Pittsburgh would be minus 13.5 at home. No one's laying that big number. It's more than a touchdown here. That makes this an easy play on the Dolphins. And look, I know the Dolphins stink, and they do. I know the Steelers' offense is great. It is. But this Steelers' defense is all sorts of banged up. And the Dolphins shuffling around, the shuffles on the offensive line, cutting a couple players this week. You have to imagine that these players will have enough pride at this point to come out and protect Ryan Tannehill a little bit. Tannehill should be able, in theory, to have some success in the passing game. We've been saying that for the past 4 years, and it doesn't really manifest itself on game day, but it's too many points here. You have to take the points with the Miami Dolphins. You cannot lay 7.5 points on the road against the Dolphins here in this spot.
Steelers, by the way, Ryan Wilson, I don't have the article in front of me. Ryan Wilson wrote it last year. The Steelers under Mike Tomlin notoriously play down to really bad teams. Like they show up and just lay eggs. And this feels like a what happened? How did the Steelers lay an egg down there where Miami's winning late and then you feel like you've got an auto cover because they're up by 7 in the fourth quarter. You know you're not going to lose by 10. You know, I mean, it's going to be 40-0 at halftime. Chiefs at Raiders. The Raiders minus 1 now. I think I've seen it mostly Chiefs minus 1. I also have the Chiefs as one of my best bets because Andy Reid, 15-2 after the bye, Nick Costas. And I don't think that the Raiders, I love the Raiders. They're fun to watch. Jack Del Riverboat Del Huevos Rios is very exciting to watch. He's a crazy guy. He likes to go for two. He likes to chuck it deep. He gives no Fs. But you know what? The Raiders haven't been exactly steady. They've been winning games at the last second. I think there's a little bit of value in KC here.
You ready? Five words for you. You ready? Andy Reid off the bye. Andy Reid
off the bye.
Andy Reid off the bye. Andy Reid off the bye. This is the easiest pick of the week. One of my best bets. Kansas City goes into Oakland and beats the Raiders. Lock of the millennium. Why? Andy Reid off the bye. There's no question.
We're going to have to get a remix of you and I chanting Andy Reid off the bye.
And by the way, Jamal Charles off the bye as well.
Finally healthy. I think he cuts loose this week and has a huge game. Falcons at the Seahawks. This might be the most fun game to watch this week because Julio Jones, according to what Sheil Kapita said from ESPN, Julio Jones is going to be trailed by Richard Sherman the whole game. So just that alone is like, Fox, why don't you make a Sherman cam and just like put a GoPro on Sherman's head and let him trail Julio Jones all the time?
I don't want to give Fox good ideas. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, maybe CBS should do that for Allen Robinson and whoever plays cornerback for the Bears.
I can't name one cornerback that's healthy.
I can't either.
Kyle Fuller's hurt, Tracy Porter. I can't name anybody else.
Maybe they have Roman Harper? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I like the Falcons, but back-to-back games against the Broncos and the Seahawks, that's a really kind of a middle finger from the scheduling gods there.
Yeah, but here's the positive for Atlanta. They're going to go no worse than 1-1 in those two games.
True.
They beat Denver. And the bad news is they are going to go 1-1 in those two games. Will, I can't believe you like the Falcons.
I can't either.
I think the Seahawks are going to win this game by double digits. I'm not particularly convinced it's going to be close. Wilson like had the extra week to heal coming off the bye week. At some point, the bloom's going to come off this Falcons rose on offense. And I think the Falcons offense is very good. And this is not going to be a season-long indictment on them if they struggle in this game. Because Seattle playing at home, their defense is very good. But it's a tough spot. I think Seattle manages to win, and I think the Seahawks manage to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it.
That will probably be one of my best bets.
I'm looking at it, and I hate the Falcons. I mean, I've taken the Falcons because 6.5 is a big number. But, I mean, it's almost like the 6.5 is begging people to take the – I don't know. I'm confused by it. I hate it. I'm taking the points, I guess, but I don't like it. It's a stay away from me. Cowboys at Packers. Packers -4.5. Do you know how many yards per rush the Green Bay Packers are allowing this year?
Under 3.
It's 2. 2. Yeah. And even 2. That's incredible.
They just played the Giants, so that certainly helps.
That does help. The Cowboys, a slightly better rushing team than the Giants. I do think, though, I like the Packers a lot in this spot because not that they're, you know, 2 touchdowns better than the Cowboys, and Aaron Rodgers hadn't played great. I just think you're going to see them bottle up the run a lot better than most teams have against Dallas, and that's going to force – If the Packers score early, that's going to force Dak Prescott to throw a lot. And I think the Tony Romo, Dak Prescott narrative, which has been oh so abundant this week, dies out on Sunday.
I don't think that Green Bay is going to be able to stop the Cowboys. Mm. Dallas's offensive line is way too good. And Ezekiel Elliott's getting better on a week-by-week basis.
He looks awesome.
And look, the Packers offense, I know Mike McCarthy's getting testy with the news media in Wisconsin this week. Mike, your offense is broken, buddy. We see it on a weekly. It's now been for over a year that the Packers' offense has not been what it once was. They are struggling here. Like, if the Giants' offense was semi-competent, the Giants could have won that game on Sunday night, but they're not. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars could have easily beaten the Green Bay Packers in the first game of the season. I'm not convinced that the Packers are all that good. I think that they have a lot of issues right now on offense, and I can't put it on Aaron Rodgers, because I think Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league. I think they've got issues with play calling. I think that they've got issues with scheme. And Mike McCarthy would tell me, I don't know why I have to listen to you tell me about scheme. Hey, Mike, we all watch the games on Sunday. You got too much talent to be struggling the way that you are on offense. It happens each and every week. I think the Green Bay wins a very close game. I think that Dallas does enough to cover the number.
All right, that's interesting. We disagree on that. I do think the one thing I like from Green Bay, and I'm assuming he's going to play, it isn't banged up, I like that they got Randall Cobb a lot more involved. I know people have been down on him all year, but when you start getting him involved, it opens up everything else. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not – they can't stretch the field right now because it doesn't feel like Jordy Nelson is completely back to his man-beater self. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, having Randall Cobb sort of to move the field horizontally and to move it in little chunks, I think, helps a lot. All right, Nick, we've hit the portion of the podcast where we've got one Sunday night game left. This is also the portion of my Sunday where I leave my office, my lair, my football-watching world, and I wander downstairs to meet my son for the day and ask my wife what we got for dinner. And I see she's down there. She's breading some chicken. She's got some cabbage going, a little like mustard-based potato salad with lots of grains in there. It looks fantastic. And that's courtesy of Blue Apron, our wonderful sponsor that also happens to have incredible home cooking delivered to your house. If you haven't tried Blue Apron, you're an insane person. You should have tried it by now. They support a more sustainable food system. They set high standards for with great ingredients, and they help make chefs better. I'm telling you, my wife is not a good cook, Nick, until she started doing Blue Apron, and now she is, I'm not even joking, she's a fabulous cook. She's like, it's crazy. And Blue Apron uses all this local ingredients. You get to spend time together. I don't really spend time in the kitchen quite as much, but she's become a, you know, gotta work. I do this football stuff. Among other items, meals available in October for delivery. You got the crispy chicken mayonnaise that I mentioned. How about the roasted pork steam buns with black garlic mayonnaise and spicy cabbage slaw? I would spend the night with that. That's how they're, every time they do roast like the steam buns or like a burger situation, it's incredible. They had a pimento cheeseburger last month that was fantastic. The beauty of Blue Apron is you get variety, you get, it's flexible, it's easy. Step by step, the ingredients show up. You're not wasting all this food. And then you can kind of tailor it. Like, if you want a veggie meal, do you want more meats? Do you like the, you know, do you want to do a pizza? It's a great thing. We won't ever stop doing it. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild caught Alaskan salmon or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron brings you the best ingredients. Check out this week's menu. And then here's the best part. You get three free meals with free shipping. That's just free stuff out the wazoo. Go to blueapron.com/RTP. You'll love how good it feels, how it tastes, and how fun it is to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/RTP. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Colts at Texans, Sunday Night Football. What the hell is going on with these primetime games this week? This is a huge game. I think I saw Bill Barnwell last night on...
I actually think this will be a decent game.
Yeah, it could be. This could be fine. You know, look, Brock Osweiler. I blacked out and forgot that Brock Osweiler was a quarterback of the Texans for a second. Brock Osweiler, Andrew Luck. I think this is a breakout game for Lamar Miller. I like the Texans to roll big. The Colts are a soft team. They're not very good. They might have a shot to win late. It's just going to come down to a late drive for Andrew Luck. They can't protect him. They can't play any defense. I think Lamar Miller has a huge breakout game this week.
I think the Texans are a dumb team. And I think the Colts
they're terrible.
I think that the Colts might be dumb also, but I think that they're less dumb because their quarterback's not dumb.
That's fair. Does that make sense? Yeah, sure, totally. Yeah, like if the Colts had Brock Osweiler, they'd be a one win team this year.
The Osweiler stinks.
He can throw the ball really far. That's like his only redeeming quality.
Threw the ball 75 yards on one, and look how that turned out.
Right.
This is a major no play for me. I could see it going either way. I'll take the better quarterback in this spot. I'll take the points with Andrew Luck and the Colts.
I just think it's a situation every week where the Colts have the ball. They're down by one score with 2 minutes left, and Andrew Luck is, you know, to have to drag four broken ribs down the field and try and win it. And what ends up happening is like there's hoping somebody blows coverage on T.Y. Hilton. It has happened twice this year. That's the only reason they have two wins.
Well, I have confidence that the Texans will find a way to do it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. If a team's going to screw up, it'll be the Texans. I think the Texans can exploit the Colts with their style of play, with Lamar Miller finally jailbreak a play and then chunk the ball downfield. All right, Mr. Monday Night, what's your record this year?
I actually did not play the game this week.
You had a baseball bet, right?
I did a baseball bet which lost. It was the one game I bet on the Cubs, the one game in the series that they lost.
They should have lost that last one though. But talk about a dagger for the Nationals, because now they have to pitch Scherzer on Thursday night. And the Cubs get to move Lester back to game one, whereas Scherzer can't.
You're assuming the Nationals are going to win. I think the Dodgers are going to win this game on Thursday.
Well, they could. I'm a huge Scherzer. I'm actually kind of a Nats fan because I'm a big Scherzer guy. I mean, I had the Nats over in win totals this year and they blasted it. So, and the Braves suck and I don't care about the Braves. But if the Nats advance, then they don't get to use Scherzer. It's a dagger. They should have beaten the Dodgers in the last game, and now all of a sudden they're in a bad spot. But
it's not going to make a difference because the Dodgers are going to beat them today.
All right, who you like, Cardinals?
The Dodgers are going to beat the Cubs.
All right, I got the Nats. What's the line on that? The
Dodgers are going to win the World Series.
Do you really?
I have a bet on it, yeah.
Really? What were the odds on that?
I don't remember. They were pretty good, though.
Okay, all right, I like that. Especially, I'm a huge Clayton Kershaw fan, too. Like, I mean, wow, what a surprise. Like, who isn't? But I would like to see him go on a crazy playoff run and shut everybody up talking about how he's not clutch. Adam Azer, who I think is in the room with you, said he'd rather have Madison Bumgarner on the hill than Clayton Kershaw for a Game 7.
I don't think that's really a crazy comment.
It's not crazy. Bumgarner's great, but Kershaw's the best pitcher in baseball. It's not even close.
Yeah, but Bumgarner, I think that he's probably right about that.
All right, interesting. Bumgarner's a North Carolina guy. I mean, like...
disagree with it, though. Bumgarner's proven to be one of the great clutch pitchers in the history of the baseball playoffs.
That, yeah.
And Kershaw, you know, morphs into a pumpkin when October comes around.
I mean, Bumgarner got his face jacked by Jake Arrieta in a playoff game.
Who would you rather have pitching on like a random Thursday in July? Clayton Kershaw. Who would ever in October, Madison Bumgarner.
All right, who would you rather have, the Cardinals -7.5 or the Jets +7.5? That is a lot of points. People, Vegas is begging you to take the New York Jets in this game.
I'm going to lay the points with the Cardinals here. Same. I think that this is a get-right spot for the Cardinals offense. This Jets defense is pathetic.
Yep.
Pathetic. You watched them play last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are pathetic. And Todd Bowles, I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing. Like, the decision to punt at midfield, 4th and 2 with 7 minutes left, down by 11 points, that's a fireable offense. And then he had the gall to defend that decision after the game. He's going up against his old boss, Bruce Arians. Arians is probably looking at this guy thinking, like, wow, like, I get to coach against this clown this week coming up here. I think the Cardinals are going to lay a whooping. There's going to be no Eric Decker in this spot. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be throwing picks all over the place. Cardinals win. Cardinals win big. Cardinals get back to 500. Easy, easy lay of the points for me.
I'm with you 100%. I think this secondary for the Jets can't cover anybody. John Brown, Michael Floyd, at least 3 touchdowns between the two of them on deep balls. And I think you've got a honey badger pick to the house in the first half of Ryan Fitzpatrick. And this is just like Cardinals might score 44 points by themselves in this game. I'll look at the Cardinals over. I like whatever their over is as well. All right, this has been the Roughing the Passer podcast. We just plowed through some Week 6 picks, Nick, and I hope everybody out there is going to make some money on them. You've got stuff to do. I've got stuff to do.
Now, real quick, before you close the podcast, I would like to leave everybody with this. As you sit down to make your NFL wagers this weekend, I want you to remember these 5 words. Andy Reid, off the bye.
Andy Reid, off the bye.
Three, off the bye.